From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Thursday, March 27th at 8:54. Coming up on 8:55, and we have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Kimberly. And grain futures are a little bit on the mixed side of things. Beans have taken off because the bean oil has been strong. Meal continues to be the laggard. The market really is looking forward to what's going to happen on Monday's USDA grain stocks report, which looks back on the 24 crop, and also on the planting intentions report that looks forward into the 25 crop. Expectations are really for a big jump in corn plantings and a cut of a similar amount in beans. That's kind of going to be the headline story, I think, on Monday. However, we get to April 2nd, we should know more about what tariffs are actually going to be on. We've been talking about this now for about a month's time. The market's just a little bit uncertain what's next. We did have export bookings this morning of about 40 million bushel of corn, mostly Asian buying. Notice that the break in corn prices has prompted some exporter interest from Asia. On the soybeans, pretty low at 12.4 million bushel of old crop and a decline in new crop bookings. Brazil is now about 76% harvested and already are seeing the export pace pick up. On the wheat side of things, the talk is really about weather and whether or not the dryness in the U.S. Southern Plains and also the Black Sea will prompt more buying by Middle Eastern countries, primarily from Russia and also Ukraine, or by buyers from the East. Right now, we see the corn futures down about 3 cents in the July at 4.56. We've got new crop December at 4.42. That's down 2.5 cents. On the bean side of things, however, we're higher. July beans at 10.24.5. That's up 9.5. November's at 10.16.75 is up a dime. On the meal side of things, we're fractionally lower. July bean oil, 132 points higher at 44.50. July Chicago wheat, 5.49, down 2, and July KC wheat at 5.81, up 1.75. On the livestock side of things, just a reminder, we do have a hogs and pigs report coming out this afternoon. Expectations are for numbers to be up about 1%, market hogs up about 1%, and those kept for breeding just a little over 100%. On the live cattle, we've been all over the place this week. We're not seeing technical plus like we do see in the fundamental side of things, but the June live cattle are at 202.40, that's 62 lower. October's at 198.35, down 42. On the feeder cattle, we're also lower with the April feeders at 284.12. That's down $1.75. April live hogs, 86.47. That's down 107. In the Junes at 94.45, down $2.10. Outside markets, we saw the gold on fire up about $35 on the overnight market. We're just up $21 right now. Crude oil's down about 36 points. On the May at $69.29, dollar index a little bit on the soft side, which is a good sign for U.S. exports. Be interesting to see what kind of numbers USDA doles out on this hogs and pigs report, because expectations are for lower feed use on the last 3 months, which will show up on the stocks report. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thanks so much, Ellen. Have a great rest of your day. We'll take a quick look at your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. For today, cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 56 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely and a low of 48 degrees. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer with a high of 80 degrees. 1A starts on AM 580, classic mornings on FM 90.9 and R&B music on Illinois Soul. You've been listening to Morning Edition on WILL AM 580. Illinois Soul FM 101.1 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.